morning. Welcome to the coffee hour with...
I like all that energy. Good morning.
Sarah and...
Andy, I interrupted you. I totally thwarted your intro.
You totally did. I gotta do... No, I'm not doing it again.
Good morning.
Good morning, Andy.
You have coffee. You have two beverage containers
today.
In front of you. Lots of coffee. You've got lots of caffeine going.
Well, it's coffee and water.
It is Wednesday, January 17th.
It is.
Happy birthday to my sister, by the way.
Happy birthday, Andy's sister.
She's a teacher, so she is in the classroom right now, probably teaching a bunch of wonderful little kindergartners.
Oh, cool.
So, yes.
Yeah.
39th birthday again, I think, is what it is.
Sure.
Or 29th, I'm not sure. It's one of those nines.
Better get that first number right.
Somehow I surpassed her in age. I'm not sure how that happened.
Oh, man. Well, today we're talking about one of my favorite things to talk about.
Speaking of age.
Yeah. I'm kidding. Not me. Millennials.
Millennials?
It's fortunately not spelled that way.
Millennials. What are we going to talk about millennials? What have you learned about millennials?
Well, I read this really cool book from CPH called Myth of the Millennial. And unlike the title, millennials are real.
I thought maybe that meant millennials don't really exist.
They do exist. And this book by Pastor Ted and Chelsea Daring is a very interesting read, and I highly suggest that anybody who is or is not a millennial should read it.
Is that a hint that I should read it so I'd understand millennials?
Yes.
So I'd understand.
I'm glad you caught that.
That's a subtle hint.
So I'm really excited. We have Pastor Ted Daring on Skype with us today. He and his wife, Chelsea, are church planters who, according to the back of their book, live just north of the millennial Mecca that is Austin, Texas. And having gone there this summer, I can fully attest
deep
to that.
Deep in the heart. Good morning, Pastor Daring. Good morning, Pastor Daring.
Did we lose him?
Oh, no. Pastor Daring, can you hear us this morning?
Uh-oh.
Oh, man. So what did you learn about millennials while you were reading the book? Some of the high points of the book. We'll see if we can get him reconnected.
Sure.
Here.
Hopefully I don't, like, ruin his thunder by talking about this first. The one thing that kept coming up was that millennials love authenticity. And...
Hey, Pastor Daring, you there? Pastor Daring, can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Nobody. Now that's just crazy. I wonder what happened to our system.
Is it not coming through?
It's not.
Well, that's a bummer.
I can hear him off the air, but
yeah.
We can't hear him on the air. That's crazy.
That is weird.
All right. Pastor, tell you what. Give us a call here at the studio. Can you do that on the phone? Would that be all right? 1-800-730-2727. So...
Yes, let me get that number one more time. 1-800. All right, I'll call you. Mm-hmm.
The wonders of technology. That's so crazy.
Speaking of millennials.
we talked to him on Skype before we went on the air. Yeah, it has an on-off button, so millennials, no, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not a millennial, that's it.
Technology.
We'll get him on
days.
The phone.
We'll
oh,
get him.
Goodness.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you put the producers and the hosts all in one in the studio
right,
at the same time.
Yeah. I guess we need another person for the show. Hey, you know. So, not stealing his thunder, hopefully, but millennials love authenticity. And that's something that the more that I read it and the more that I was... paying attention to that in my relationships and I was reading this over vacation, so I was in totally different settings than just like in the studio or at my cubicle and it was like ringing all these bells in my head. Really.
Speaking of ringing bells, I believe the phone line is reliable today.
Really?
Good morning, Pastor
yes.
Daring.
Good morning, guys.
Hey!
Sorry about that.
No worries, right?
Yeah. Wow. I'm not sure what happened to our Skype connection, but
so
glad to hear you on the phone this morning. And so excited to talk about your book, Myth of the Millennial. Sarah has been digging into it, and I think it's answered all of her questions.
Yeah, I answered everything. So
good. Well, you know, that's why we wrote it. Just one fell swoop, get it all done with. So.
And there's someone at the door. What a morning.
Probably, man.
Here's the deal. My heater's out. Probably the repair guy. But I'll wait for him to text me, and then I'll text him back saying, hey, I'm on a call. So that's my morning.
That's your
live
morning.
Radio.
So you're in Texas. Why do you need a heater? It's not cold in Texas, right?
Right, right. This is literally every time it gets to, like, the one point where we need a heater, it stops working. I have sunk more money into this HVAC system than I want to admit to. He'll shoot me a text in a second. I can say, give me 15 minutes.
You're leaving him out in the cold. So right along with talking about millennials today, this is perfect topic to time to talk about hashtag adulting, right?
Yeah. Oh, man.
Exactly. Oh, my God.
Literally this morning, I asked my husband, I was like, can we do some adulting this weekend? Like, we got stuff to file and we got bills to take care of and we got to, like, clean the house. It's a thing.
So now you need to get your heater fixed. You can let him in. He can join the show. So
that would be exciting.
So do you and your wife technically qualify as millennials?
Yes, we are 100% in that age bracket. So I was born in 1986. My wife was born in 1988. So we not only are we millennials, we are solidly millennials.
I felt there was some kindred spirit going on while I was reading this book. It was kind of nice.
Yes. No, it was, we really have kind of grown. And that was part of the reason we wrote the book was we said, you know, a lot of people are talking about millennials, but we've lived it. Our expertise is not in a deep dive and study and statistics, although we did some of that in the book. But it was a lot of we just grew up in it. We know the culture, we know the life, we know the shows and everything that goes on there. So it was just one of those things that, as we wrote this book, it became part of. It came from who we were, not just. A study of the subject.
So being a non-millennial, I'm slightly older. What would I learn about millennials if I picked up the myth of the millennial? What would I learn? How would it how would it help me? What do you want me to learn from your book, Pastor Dearing?
That we're real people. You know, I think a big mistake that's been made is that people have looked at millennials and said, oh, I know what a millennial is because I read this on the internet. I know what a millennial is because I saw this on the news. And what we want to do is be like, hey, some of that stuff is true. I mean, statistics and generalities are a true thing. That's why there are stereotypes. But what we want people to see is that, you know, like the news story is about saying, hey, millennials are killing cereal. Like, that's okay, but that's not who we are. You know, every millennial loves avocado toast. I think the truth about avocado toast is I think we could all get on board. Like, that I don't understand why that's a millennial thing.
I do like avocado toast, and I'm not right? a millennial, so.
See? And I think the biggest point of the book is to say our generation is leaving the church in a more concerted group than generations before us. And what we want to do is say, hey, we have to encounter this generation in a different way. We have to connect in a different way. It doesn't mean we're throwing away who we were and who we are. It's saying maybe it takes a little more time. Maybe it takes more invitation and relationship than it used to, just because of some of the differences.
So what are some of those ways to engage with millennials, maybe if there's some baby boomers or maybe some Gen Xers that see millennials but have just no idea how to even talk to them? We have just about a minute left. What are just some of those ways that those people can help bring the millennials back into the church?
For me, just the two quick things. Number one is, what do you like doing? Invite a millennial along. When my dad read the book, who's a pastor in the Houston area, great guy, has a good handle on this, he goes, hey, so if I invite one of my team members who's a millennial who likes baseball with me to an Astros game, I was like, yes, that's it. Like, that's how you invest. And that can be Christian, non-Christian, any millennial. Just invest in things you like doing together. The other side is vocationally. A lot of millennials are right now growing into their sector of business, of trade work, whatever it is, to just mentor and walk alongside them, you know, bring them a candy bar or a coffee, a slice of avocado toast, you know, whatever it is, to say, hey, you know, I'd like to get to know you. We're not going to bite, especially if you bring food. You know, that's, I think, a heart language of our generation. I think of all generations, but.
I do love food.
Yeah, yeah.
Pastor Daring, thank you for your book, The Myth of the Millennial. And thanks for being with us on the Coffee Hour this morning.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, it was kind of all over the place.
it's par for today.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah on Worldwide KFUO.